And on the other end of the phone line is Congresswoman Mary Miller. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you for joining us. I tell you what, we got the news yesterday of this smuggling ship in San Diego, where illegal immigration, it seems, which would people losing their lives again. And you've been very strong on the situation at the southern border. What is the latest there? We haven't heard about it in the headlines recently. Has it gotten any better, I guess?
It is not better. President Biden refused to call it a crisis. I think it's outrageous that he took an oath of office to defend and protect. I think it was specifically that he'll take care that the laws be faithfully executed and to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. We have immigration laws, and this is the first time in the history of our country where we have had a president actually advertise and facilitate an invasion. It is not a crisis. I'm calling it an invasion on the border. And at the same time, we have been for a year shut down. Our businesses, our churches, our lives have been upended. And we have spent all this money to fight, to fight COVID. We are allowing, I heard yesterday, 100,000 COVID positives have come across the border. They're being crammed into facilities multiple times the amount of people that they were built for. They're spreading COVID, and as fast as they can, they're putting them on buses and airplanes, and they are transporting them into the interior of our country. It's absolutely outrageous. The American people should be furious.
Another issue you've been very strident about is the issue of the Second Amendment. Of course, in Illinois, we had a decision last week on the legality of FOID cards where the judge in White County said, well, one individual can basically not pay any attention to this FOID card while the issue works its way through courts. But on the national level, Democrats who control Congress, they're pushing for what they call common sense gun reform once again.
Yes, and I oppose all policies, anything that would diminish our Second Amendment rights. I've co-sponsored bills such as the H.R. 38, which is Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, which will allow concealed carry permit holders to lawfully carry in other states. Also, I co-sponsored a bill, H.R. 1534, called the Protecting the Right to Keep and Bear Arms Act, which will prevent a national emergency from being declared for the purpose of gun control. I voted no on H.R. 8 and H.R. 1446, which, one, H.R. 8 could create a universal background check system. And then also, they want to extend the registration requirement to include unlicensed gun sellers and nearly every gun sale or transfer. And then in addition, the Enhanced Background Checks Act could increase the amount of time that federal firearms licensees have to wait for completed background checks, which that's what we're having problems with in Illinois. So if they can't come in the front door, they're trying to come in the side door to diminish our Second Amendment rights, and I will always stand up against them. And may I say something about Effingham County?
You sure may.
Okay, well, I'm using my position to encourage people to get involved at state and local levels. This can be a firewall to the out-of-control federal government. Whether it's run for mayor, sheriff, join the local police, run for local offices, school board, county board. But anyway, I'm so proud of Effingham County. About 2 weeks ago, they passed something called the Illinois Second Amendment Preservation Act. And I absolutely support what they're doing. They recognize that Biden is trying to use executive orders to override the Second Amendment. And they and myself, and I'm sure our listeners, believe strongly that Joe Biden is not the king. And he's grossly abusing his power. So I'm proud of Effingham that they passed this where the sheriff can deputize individuals if the state sends someone in to violate their Second Amendment rights. So that way the sheriff can arrest people, like say a state trooper or federal agent shows up and the state's attorney will hear the case. In other words, someone will be held accountable in front of a magistrate for going after our constitutional right to bear arms.
We're talking with Congresswoman Mary Miller of Illinois' 15th Congressional District. Infrastructure is a big topic these days, and believe it or not, it's the what is infrastructure. We're arguing over a single word of what is, basically. And I found that when you argue over what the definitions are, progress is very, very slow.
Yes, and I think, what I've observed is that they are ultimate hypocrites. We had a little ditty that I told we would sing in our house. Hypocriter, hypocriter, you do one thing, you say one thing and do the opposite. And they maybe need to look up the word hypocrite. I suppose they don't actually care. But the titles of every bill is actually the opposite of what the bill is. So this infrastructure bill actually only spends 6% on what we traditionally call infrastructure, roads, bridges, ports. And it's nothing but a spending spree for their leftist policies. It's a liberal wish list for them.
Now, infrastructure in the more traditional sense, roads, bridges, railways, waterways, Amtrak is definitely in that category, and that has a big importance to SIU, bringing students down from Chicago, making it easier for them to go back and forth to home on the weekends. What are your hopes for, you know, money for Amtrak when it factors into that importance of SIU?
My hope rests in us taking back the House in 2 years. I think that they're full steam ahead. If they can't pass something legislatively, they're trying to get around the way our system's set up. They're trying to do away with the filibuster because, then they can get these radical things through the Senate. Right now, the Senate, with a filibuster, could slow them down. I'm not very positive about what's going to happen in the next 2 years. I just want to tell people, regular people need to wake up and speak up. And if there are Democrats or what I would say moderates, independent voters, they need to realize that the Democrats are not liberals. It's not people that have an expanded view of the role of government. The Democrats have been taken over by progressive Marxists.
Speaking with Congresswoman Mary Miller, and you spoke about Facebook a while back and big tech, and you recently had a pop-up on your own Facebook feed where you said that you were basically censored or at least hamstrung by Facebook from posting for some time.
Yes, and I think there's so many threats coming at us, but a threat to free speech. We need to do something about the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They're all claiming immunity under Section 230, claiming to be public forums when they actually aren't. And I look for there to be lawsuits. I know James O'Keefe has he has Project Veritas. He's suing Twitter right now, and I believe that that's the route we're going to have to go. But I did actually, a couple weeks ago, I was invited to President Trump's home, and one of the things which he's very much in the arena still, I want to encourage people that he's very involved and he cares still so much about our country. He is still supporting candidates that support the America First agenda, but he also told us that he is getting ready to unveil a new media platform. So I think that taking them to court and then finding other venues for information is what we're going to have to do.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Mary Miller of Illinois' 15th Congressional District. We are hopefully at the tail end of COVID-19 pandemic. I think we are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel as more people get vaccinated. But now we're finding this post-COVID economy where, I'm sure you've heard it, we've got more jobs than workers at the moment, it seems like.
Yes, and it's the fallout is tragic. I mean, as I travel the district, last week I was at a manufacturer's, and they're a multinational manufacturer. The company started in this district, and they actually want to expand the country, the company here. They employ over 300 people, but they said they cannot get workers. And if they can't prove that they can get workers, the company is saying that they're going to close their doors and move to Mexico. And it's just terrible that we're doing this. I think we're going to have supply chain issues, which we already are, but I look for that to get worse. I think it will snowball. And the government should be making it, they should be promoting production, promoting people to be productive and make it easy to be productive, not to stay at home and do nothing.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Mary Miller, and you mentioned you were touring your district, and that is something that you did in the past, toured all 33 counties, and I believe it's another tour is coming up, correct?
Yes, and it's one of my favorite things. I'm just a relational person. I love to hear people's stories. I like it when people share how legislation or lack of legislation is affecting their business or their organization, their household. And I think it helps legislators be more effective.
Congresswoman Mary Miller, you talked about President Biden's first 100 days. But what about yours? What are you proud of? What are you maybe disappointed made through Congress? What are your reflections on your first few days in the House of Representatives?
Well, it's been a wild ride. but I'm not discouraged. I think that God has left us on earth to look for opportunities to overcome evil with good. And I think that bottom line, those are our battles. I did my first bill that I introduced into Congress. It's called the Safety and Opportunity for Girls Act. And it's in direct response to Biden's executive orders. Most people know that I'm the mom of five daughters. And I believe we must draw a line to protect our women and girls from this radical gender ideology. So the bill that I proposed makes the definition of sex in Title IX based on biology and genetics, not gender identity. So if they get their way, they will decimate the athletic opportunities for girls and women, which was the purpose of Title IX in the first place. And also, it will make it dangerous for our girls to be in bathrooms, locker rooms. Women that have gone to shelters, they're going to be forced to allow men into the shelters. And so anyway, I propose the Safety and Opportunity for Girls Act. I also propose Working Families Flexibility Act, which is a common sense proposal that's going to offer more freedom to employees and employers. So it lifts restrictions. Right now, if you work in the public sector, you can, and you have worked overtime, you are allowed to choose to accrue time off in lieu of overtime pay. So my bill is going to allow private sector employers and employees from having that option. And I think this past year with the COVID and all the shutdowns, the schools being closed, it highlighted even more the need for families to have flexibility. So I'm here to represent everyday people. And, I think that our culture is being changed by coercion and force. And, people that are holding to traditional American values feel left out. But I'm here to represent them.
Congresswoman Mary Miller has been our guest on the Morning News Watch. Congresswoman, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.